It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
Oh, and it is time for today's second cup. Although, Aaron, you're joining us all week long.
Yes.
David is enjoying some well-earned dog days of summer vacation.
That's
I think
right.
He is trying to beat the heat, although he might have gone to some more heat.
I'm not sure.
I think he's down in Central Oregon.
Yeah, he said they're going to Central Oregon, which might be a warmer spot than here. But, hey, good luck to him.
So something that you maybe have been missing out over the last couple of weeks on the morning blend, I feel a little bit guilty because I'm not drinking a second cup. In fact, I've decided here recently I'm going to water, just strict cold water during the morning blend because the cream's been kind of giving my throat a little bit of issues. So
yeah,
I can't have coffee without cream. So anyways, I'm going to have a second cup of cold water.
Take up the slack for you. So
you got cold brew this morning, don't you?
Cold brew coffee, yeah.
All
it was
right.
a little bit too early of a start to brew a hot cup. So I was like, well, I got some cold brew stashed in there and that.
So let me ask
through.
You, Aaron.
Yes,
so you came across the I-5 bridge this morning.
Or I did. 205.
205 bridge.
Yeah.
You did a little bit of housework because you are a new homeowner.
Yes. The housework list now will never end.
All of it will never end. Now, as a proud homeowner,
that's right.
You get in charge of all of the good housework, too, as the husband. So if the sink backs up, you got to snake it.
Yes,
if the bathroom, the toilet has an issue, you're getting in there to get it fixed. And, of course, all the dung runs in the backyard with the dogs and mowing it. Yeah, you can get to do that, too. It's a little humbling.
It's a good humble, though. You know, it's a nice... It's nice to be mowing my lawn. Well, the bank's lawn.
It's
rather
your
than
lawn.
Mowing you
Absolutely.
Know, my,
no,
my
it's
landlord's
yours.
Lawn. So
Scott wants to do that in his retirement, is to mow lawns.
Like mow lawns.
If some high school would hire him and he'd do it for free to let him just get on the lawnmower and mow the
field. He wants
a
riding mower though, right?
He wants like the riding
that's
one.
That's right.
Just let him ride along.
Well, cruise around and work on your tan. That's not bad.
Yeah, I think that he would like that. I don't think I would, but it's something that happens. And you'll find this too, Aaron, is that when you get out to mow your lawn, it's like a mating call for the other men in the neighborhood because pretty soon you're going to start
Everybody
hearing
else fires up their mower.
Other mowers start to do that. Yep.
Yeah.
So enjoy that. But yeah, doing housework, especially when it's your own home, it can be exciting because it's yours. But there does
At the
come
moment,
a time
yeah.
where you go, every day, every day, more of it. In fact, Aaron, I had such a difficult time for a while with all of the laundry that was showing up down our laundry chute. I hung a picture of Mary in my laundry room.
There you go.
And it's, in fact, a very beautiful image. Have you seen the image of the Polish Madonna?
Arlie Częstochowa?
No. It's called the Polish Madonna. It's a beautiful image of a young Mary.
Bring it to mind, but
at a clothesline.
Oh, yes.
And she is hanging up her laundry.
I have seen that one. Yeah.
And the infant Jesus.
You have a little one in your office, right?
I have it in my office, too.
I
that's
have seen
right.
That one.
And there's Jesus playing, right there next to her. And, of course, holding his cross.
Yeah.
And I remind myself, look, I'm doing a little bit of laundry compared to what Mary and what she had to do and suffer in her life.
Gosh.
So, and in fact, speaking of Mary, Pope Francis this weekend talked about Mary and her assumption as being the perfect example for humility in housework. In fact, here's what he said on his Sunday Angelus address about the assumption. He said, "The poet Dante recalls the Virgin Mary humbler and loftier than any creature and noted it is beautiful to think that the humblest and loftiest creature in history, the first to win heaven with her entire being and soul and body, lived out her life for the most part within the domestic walls. She lived out her life in the ordinary and in humility." I mean, you think about the lives that Mary has touched, the conversion of souls, the reaching of lost souls that were going down a path to hell and bringing them, back to her son.
Yeah.
And she lived it in the domestic home.
You're talking to one who blames her. So
yeah,
in a good way.
In the best way possible.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I've told my story before, but there's no other explanation than her intercession. So
yeah.
Thanks, Mama.
Thanks, Mama, indeed. Yeah. So we think about those things that you do in the home. Mm-hmm. Mary, think about what Mary went through going to the home, going out, getting water every day, bringing it back, washing Jesus, taking care of him, preparing meals for Joseph and Jesus. That was her life. And you think about Jesus' ministry was 33 years old, right?
And then following his death and resurrection, she was basically... She mothered the early church, you know what I mean? So she took on a whole new group of children and all of us poor sinners.
These poor souls of ours. That's right. So I love that idea, though, the way that Alethea talked about this article today, that it's in those ordinary ways that we live. Most of our lives will be not extraordinary.
Right.
And yet, that's where we have to find holiness. And so it's Absolutely. Through those housework things. So I kind of look at my home today and I think, yeah, there is some work to be done. Yeah, more laundry to be done. That's the constant reminder for me.
Wife and I were joking as we're getting ready to move. Have you heard the line, the only certitude of life is death and taxes?
Right.
Right. I think laundry should be added to that list
because
it just never stops.
It never stops.
So even when you think you got it done, you're like, yes, that's an empty 30 laundry basket. And then like you turn around and
the next morning there's more load to do. Absolutely.
I think it's death, taxes, and laundry should be the third one. Just saying, you know.
Oh, that's fantastic. But, but you know, when we realize about when it gets difficult and praise the Lord that we are blessed with housework to do. That means that there's a roof over our heads. One of the best, I love the housework, though, that gets to be kind of exciting. And it sounds strange. It's the dirty dishes. After a big meal, the family's in town, the kids get together. I could spend a whole day cooking a big meal on these special occasions, knowing that all of the family gets served.
Do you get all the kids doing the dishes, or how does that work?
They definitely will help. Actually, Scott's great at it. He loves to let me cook all day, and then at the end, he loads the dishwasher for sure.
Smart man. See, good deacon, I have the same arrangement with my wife. She cooks all amazing meals.
And I enjoy it and do the cleanup. Yeah. That's fantastic. And then, there is an unusual satisfaction that parents get watching their children eat. I can't explain what it is, but it starts when they're very, very young, and it's just something that carries through life. The kitchen table, that is definitely the soul and heartbeat of a home. And to be able to have that, and then to have dishes to do.
Yeah.
And that can be humbling.
It's a blessing to have the need to do all the dishes. You know what I mean?
That's right. So if you are grumbling today about the housework that you have coming up, you're trying to sort your day and figure out things to keep from having to do it, well, just pray to Mary and enter into that, and you will find the humility you need to have a clean house by the end of the day.
And maybe a little prayer of thanks.
And that's today's Second Cup.